Héloïse Letissier is a French singer-songwriter, and she's the leader of a band called Christine and the Queens. When it comes to describing the music of Christine and the Queens, that's the easy part.
I'm going in a flick, but picking the chicken. Insulted skin, fresh for no reason.
Do I call you Héloïse or do I call you Christine?
Well, I'm going to add another configuration. What about Chris?
I didn't expect that, but Chris it is. Gender identification or anti-identification, Chris says it's still all a work in progress for her. 2010 was a key moment when things began to crystallize. Chris was a young artist living in London and started to see gender identity differently after she started going to drag shows at one of the city's most well-known destinations.
Yeah, I mean, that moment at Madame Jojo's in London where I just like witnessed a really fantastic performance by a drag artist was probably the moment where I decided that I could not become a drag myself, but I could be inspired by the very concept of choosing your name, choosing who you would become on the stage to own everything that could pain you or that could put you down before, you know. Like the beautiful idea of drag culture and queer culture, actually, sometimes that a wound can become a jewel. You know, a pain is actually making you and turning you into someone stronger. And that idea at some point was just saved me as a young woman.
Those are grand words to talk about a musical moment and say it saved you. What was kind of going on in your own world that needed saving, would you say?
You know, it's kind of those moments where nothing is working anymore. I kind of was quite low. I was just like, I had like a terrible heartbreak, so that does not help anyone. But also like work-wise, at that moment, I wanted to be a stage director. And I was actually being refused that. I was actually, you know, in a theater school studying theater, right? And some of us wanted to be comedians and some of us wanted to be stage directors. And we were three people wanting to be stage directors, two guys and me. And the guys were given like money and time to stage their plays. And I was actually denied that. And I kind of understood for the first time that my gender could be a problem if I wanted to probably be an artist, that it could sometimes be an obstacle. So it was kind of, I was totally really low. And now I think also I was hitting a breaking point because I think I tried during most of my teenage and young years to fit a norm that couldn't match with who I was. You know, and now with Chris and my second album working a different way to be a woman, like more masculine infused, more androgynous. It's the right way for me to work femininity. But and it's through my art that I'm kind of emancipating, because the stage and the format of a song is a place of freedom. I kind of get to choose. I get to reinvent or rectify or mend if I want.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you certainly are empowered on this new album. There's the second single, $5, has a video where you get in leather and you're a dominatrix. I mean, you are in charge, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. A bit more than before. But also, like, I like the video because it also tells something. I mean, I like the fact that there are many ways to interpret that story and you actually wonder a lot about the character in the video. I was interested in sexualizing myself, but then again, in my own terms. Like, I didn't want to surrender to the classic male gaze. I was like, how can I deflect that a bit? How can I exist differently? So I think $5 also as a video is kind of that. I'm offering way more information of my body, but I'm very much choosing how I'm presenting myself also.
$5 baby blues, $5 baby.
Clear that you're thinking differently about femininity in your music. You've described yourself as pansexual. What does that mean? And is that still accurate?
Oh, yes, still very much accurate. Because pansexual is the best word to assert that you're not choosing. Because pansexual comes from the ancient Greek pan, which means everything. So I'm just asserting that I could love anyone. It's kind of like the idea of I'm falling in love with someone regardless of gender information. Like, I'm not even bisexual because I don't believe in binarism. I believe that everyone has a bit of masculinity and femininity, even though, like, I'm a woman, for example. My identity is fluid, so I don't really... It's more complicated than that. To me, desire is not so much gendered than linked to other important things like a sensitivity, some intelligence, humor, the way you look at the world. It's way more important to me than gender information. So, yeah, very much accurate.
Gender used to matter so much in music, I think. I mean, even the thought that mm-hmm. Jimi Hendrix might have sung, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy," it used to freak people mm-hmm. out. Does gender mm-hmm. matter anymore in music?
It still freaks people out.
Yeah, it
does, because it's still very much... society is still built on that. It's still built on that binarism.
There is something going on, though, this gender ambiguity as well as the girls love mm-hmm. girls approach to music. There's mm-hmm. you, there's Hayley Kiyoko, there's Lady Hawk from New Zealand. It's like you all just pushed to the front of the line and left K.D. Lang and the Indigo Girls in the back, and you just park yourself in the mainstream, sans complexe, as you French say. I mean, how do you see what's happening?
Well, you're right. I think there is more space for representation of different sexualities, but if you want my earnest opinion, I'm also always a bit defiant of what is trendy. Because I can feel like sometimes it can queerness and can become a trend, which means something kind of glossy and boxed up for us to consume. For me, queerness is way more than that. It's just like, it's a way to question the norm. But I think the good thing is that the pop landscape is full of powerful women. That I kind of notice and that I really enjoy. Powerful women that really have a different version of their own femininity and that are really empowered through their desires. This is something I notice as a young female and I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. And even someone like Lorde, who asserts her intelligence and her clever writing in such a simple and demanding way, is also a great sign for young girls, I think. It's kind of like we have the right to be more diverse now, which is a good thing.
Héloïse Letissier, a.k.a. Christine of Christine and the Queens, a.k.a. Chris, for now. It was lovely to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the nice chat.
Je m'attarde un peu sur comme ils aiment. Ça change rien à mon problème. Les seules personnes que je peux supporter sont ces types qui...
The new album by Christine and the Queens is simply called Chris. You know, if you're into the brevity thing. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you all tomorrow.
Doesn't matter, does it? If I know any exit, if I've got, then if God does exist. If